مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
سن لوگے غور سے میرے نبی کی نعت سن لو گے, اگر تم غور سے قرآن کے الفاظ سن لو گے, اگر تم غور سے میرے نبی کی نعت سن لو گے, میرا دعویٰ ہے تم گانا بجانا بھول جاؤ گے, میرا دعویٰ ہے تم گانا بجانا بھول جاؤ گے, اگر طیبہ کو جاؤ گے تو آنا بھول جاؤ گے, مدینہ یاد آتا ہے وہ گنبد یاد آتا ہے, مدینہ یاد آتا ہے وہ گنبد یاد آتا ہے, اگر طیبہ کو جاؤ گے تو آنا بھول جاؤ گے, اگر طیبہ کو جاؤ گے تو آنا بھول جاؤ گے, مدینہ یاد آتا ہے وہ گنبد یاد آتا ہے, مدینہ یاد آتا ہے وہ گنبد یاد آتا ہے, اگر طیبہ کو جاؤ گے تو آنا بھول جاؤ گے, اگر طیبہ کو جاؤ گے تو آنا بھول جاؤ گے, اگر طیبہ کو جاؤ گے تو آنا بھول جاؤ گے. مدینہ مدینہ یاد, مدینہ یاد آتا ہے وہ گنبد یاد آتا ہے, مدینہ یاد آتا ہے وہ گنبد یاد آتا ہے, اگر طیبہ کو جاؤ گے تو آنا بھول جاؤ گے, اگر طیبہ کو جاؤ گے تو آنا بھول جاؤ گے, ہزاروں دل تڑپتے ہیں مدینے کے لیے ہر دم, ہزاروں دل تڑپتے ہیں مدینے کے لیے ہر دم, بلا لو نام भूल जाओगे, तड़पना भूल जाओगे, अगर तौबा को जाओगे तो आना भूल जाओगे। न इतराओ चांद तारों अपनी रंगत पे, न इतराओ ज्यादा चांद तारों अपनी रंगत पे, जब रोजे को देखोगे, जब रोजे को देखोगे, चमकना भूल जाओगे, चमकना भूल जाओगे, अगर तौबा को जाओगे तो आना भूल जाओगे। हदीते मुस्तफा पर तुम जो हो।
मरकज़ सहाबा ऑनलाइन रेडियो सर्विंग यू वेयरएवर यू आर।
बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम, अस्सलामु अलैकुम व रहमतुल्लाहि व बरकातुह, अहलन व सहलन व मरहबन बिकुम एंड वेलकम टू द मिड मॉर्निंग शो विद मायसेल्फ ब्रदर सुलेमान यूसुफ एवरी ट्यूसडेज वेडनेसडेज एंड थर्सडेज। टुडे बीइंग एट द थर्ड ऑफ रमजान, वी हैव फाइनली एंटर्ड द मुबारक एंड ब्लेस्ड मंथ ऑफ रमजान। अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह थुम्मा अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह। यू नो इन जोहान्सबर्ग वी हैव बीन हैविंग beautiful, calm, lovely weather. We are so grateful to Almighty Allah for giving us such a beautiful weather. You know, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, it's just perfect. You know, in these days, when the weather is right, not saying that we're not supposed to, but when the weather is right, you know, it you feel better when you fast. Now when you're fasting in summer, you come to work and you're so lethargic, and you know that heat is killing you now. You don't know what to do. But alhamdulillah, we must be grateful to Almighty Allah for being so merciful upon us and giving us such a beautiful weather. So inshallah, it's 16 minutes past 10 Central African time. We're going to be crossing over to Brother Alpha Sinkosi, and he's going to be telling us what's going to be happening at his show between 12 and 12.55. If you have any messages you'd like to send us, you can send it through on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. So inshallah, let's get, we're going to try and get Brother Alpha Sinkosi, and when we return, we will hear what he has to say.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
आमिना का दुलारा हमारा नबी, सबकी आँखों का तारा हमारा नबी, वो यतीमों गरीबों का है आसरा, बेकसों का सहारा हमारा नबी। जिस दिल में बसी उल्फत सुल्तान मदीना, हर लहजा करे मिदहत सुल्तान मदीना, सुल्तान मदीना। सब रंजो अलम दूर हुए दिल से हमेशा, सब रंजो अलम दूर हुए दिल से हमेशा, सद शुक्र हुई रहमत सुल्तान मदीना, सद शुक्र हुई रहमत सुल्तान मदीना, सुल्तान मदीना। दर दर की गदाई का हमें शौक नहीं है,
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
19 minutes past 10 Central African time, and we have our brother Alphas Nkosi on air online. Alphas, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Soli. All is well, man. Thanks. Are you well?
Very well, thank you, Alphas. Alphas, what do we have in store for us on your show between 12 and 12:50?
Well, 12 to 1, Soli, you know that there's this debate about distorting the land bill. The South African Institutes of Race Relations have issued a statement weighing in on what they deemed the distortion on the debate of the land issue. So we'll speak to the CEO of IRR so that we can explore on this topic. You know, well, my interest in this topic is just want them to tell us, you know, what motivated them to think that there's distortion in this debate, and then what is the understanding of the expropriation bill. You know, so yeah, we'll be joined by, I'm honored to be talking to the whole CEO of IRR. You know, and second part, we know that the Minister of Small Business Development, Stella Ndabeni, has launched Spaza Shop funding, saying that, you know, they want to fund Spaza. I mean, there's a 10,000 rand that has to go to Spaza Shop owners. Whereas you know that those that have registered, especially foreign nationals that have registered their tax shops, and they said that they need to fork out 5 million rand to run their businesses. So we'll be speaking to the South African Association of Spaza Shops, you know, just to explore on that topic. What does it mean for their funding? And especially when you look at the food crisis that we have from these tech shops. So that's what we're going to explore. That's the second part of the show. And then the latter part of the show, and then we are going to Parliament. We'll speak to Arthur Trollips. He's the caucus leader and the member of Parliament for Action SA. They have launched what they deem an explosive launch to try and curb cabinet ministers. They want cabinet ministers to be cut off. As you know, that we do have 34 ministers and we do have 47 deputy ministers. Do we need these 47 ministers? What do they do? What's the mandate of a deputy minister? Because we know that, you know, all the time there are ministers that are in the forefront. Very hardly you hear about the deputy minister doing this and that. So in fact, Action SA, they will be debating that today in Parliament. So we're going to catch it while the iron is still hot, you know, to discuss that as to what do they want to see, how many ministers do they think in their mind we should have in South Africa. I mean, and looking at the population and looking at under the government of national unity, we do have so many political parties in this country as well. So those are the topics that we want to explore and get more details as to what direction do we take. And then, yeah, I think as we close, we do know about my vote count. My vote count last week went to court in the Western Cape High Court to force political parties to divulge their political funding. And then I think they want to track the IEC as well, to say the IEC needs to really publish as to who's funding which political party. So that's what we're going to discuss this afternoon.
Okay, thank you so much for your time, Brother Alphas Nkosi, and inshallah we will catch you between 12 and 12:50.
You know, thanks today. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that was our presenter that does the news hour, Brother Alphas Nkosi, and he does it between from Monday to Friday, from Monday to Thursday, between 12 and 12:50. You know, as the month of Ramadan enters, and we say Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka shukru kullu wa biyadika khair innaka ala kulli shayin qadir, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the ni'mat and the bounty and for allowing us to see the Mubarak month of Ramadan. You know, there's one thing that I've always been questioning, not with regards to the month of Ramadan, but when it comes to the month of Ramadan, and a person's whole the soul and the personality, and it changes, right? But why is it, something which really irks me is, why is it when you get upset, or when you have an argument with a person, you say, the Rosa got you? Molana? I'm just checking. Molana, not today. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, not today. Or not today. Or Molana say, no, he wants mafi today. But that's the thing, man. Why is it you always say that you use the Ramadan or fasting as an excuse to say that Rosa got you? You know, as it is, there was one video that went viral of Muslim people that are fighting over a small thing, trivial things that we fight over, something that can be resolved so simply. But no, we want to show that, you know what, I'm better than the next person. I want to show you that I'm better than you. And what you do, you start throwing hands, you start putting your chest out, because why? I'm better than you. But what difference, how different are you? Huh? You're supposed to keep calm during the month of Ramadan. You're supposed to burn your nafs and desires. Yes, we are insan, yes, we are human. We will say that, you know what, It's my anger got the better of me. But there are so many du'as, so many masnoon du'as that one could read during this time when you feel that you are getting angry, you are getting upset. When you are sitting, stand up. Go make wudu. Read Durud Sharif. Read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Keep on reading that, Ya Allah, I seek your refuge from the accursed one, from shaitan, you know, from the waswasa. And shaitan puts things in our head that makes us want to get aggravated and agitated, and you start fighting and you start saying things that you normally wouldn't say, and you think to yourself, what was I doing? Why did I say this? And you know, yesterday Mufti Sahib was saying that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu used to wear a ring that was engraved and said, the size of the tongue is small, but the action and the harm that it causes is great. There's two parts in the body that don't have a bone, and one of them being your tongue. The tongue is a very, very powerful weapon. It can either mend hearts or it can break hearts. And that's why we need to be very careful in how we use it. You must use it in the correct way, in the correct terms. Because during this month or any month, it can really hurt and break a person's heart and person's emotion. Because when a person is trying to laugh about that, like I was saying, a person's tongue is very, it can slice through words, and it can be very harmful and very detrimental. Or he can actually pick up a person's morale, a person's mood, just for a few words. you know how it can help a person. Therefore, we must watch our tone in what we say during this month of Ramadan, because, you know, sometimes we're feeling for that cup of tea or for that cup of coffee or something that that keeps us going during the course of the day. And now we can't have it, but that's the thing during the month of Ramadan. We need to suppress it. We need to fight it. This is the month of the Quran. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانُ أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ. We need to keep our tongues moist in the dhikr and in the remembrance of Almighty Allah. We need to be in constant dhikr. If somebody comes, you know, and you use the term, they come and fuck with you. They come and irritate you. They come and trouble you. You as an insan, you as a Muslim, you as a mu'min, as a believer, you don't need to retaliate with them. Let them say what they want. You know, I always say, when you're walking past, for example, if you're walking past a house and you see a dog barking, are you going to go now and chair the dog? You're going to irritate the dog? You want to keep on barking at the dog? Are you going to do that? No. You're going to let the dog bark. Because eventually the dog is going to keep quiet. It's going to keep quiet. And then it'll get tired of barking and it'll stop. So just like that there. When a person is irritating you and troubling you, just leave them. Don't retaliate. Because eventually they're going to get tired. And you know, maybe if the person will do it because they're bored. But in the end, you just leave them and let them do what they want. Because it's only going to make your roza makruh. You're going to get irritated. You're going to start saying things you're not supposed to say. It's just going to make your roza makruh for nothing. But inshallah, let us continue with our show. We're going to go for a small nasheed break. And when we come back, we will find a small clip on the topic of the month of Ramadan and the first 10 days and how and what dua to read during the first 10 days of Ramadan. But if you have any suggestions, any topics you'd like to speak about, you can send the messages on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, plus 27-84-786-3132.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Shukriya e hafizo isse karo karte ada hifz Quran ke liye Allah ne tumko chuna shukriya e hafizo isse karo karte ada hifz Quran ke liye Allah ne humko chuna mila isse badhkar hifze quran ka bhala kya ho sila das azizon ke sifarish ka tumhe mujda mila isse badhkar hifze quran ka bhala kya ho sila mil gaya ge rab se das be aasiron ko aasira mil gaya ge rab se das be aasiron ko aasira hifz quran ke liye allah ने तुमको चुना
शुक्रिया ए हाफिजों इस कारगी करते अदा हिफ्ज कुरआन के लिए अल्लाह ने हमको चुना
अब्बू अम्मी को तो अल्लाह ताज तल पे गिनाएगा जिसके आगे चांद सूरज को गिरन लग जाएगा अब्बू अम्मी को तो अल्लाह ताज तल पे गिनाएगा जिसके आगे चांद सूरज को गिरन लग जाएगा शर्त बस ये है न हो कोलो अमल में फासला शर्त बस ये है न हो कोलो अमल में फासला हिफ्ज कुरआन के लिए अल्लाह ने तुमको चुना
शुक्रिया ए हाफिजों इस कारगी करते अदा हिफ्ज कुरआन के लिए अल्लाह ने हमको चुना
हिफ्ज कुरआन के अल्फाज तुमने कर दिए नेमतों से दामन तुमने अपने हर दम भर दिए हिफ्ज कुरआन के अल्फाज तुमने कर दिए नेमतों से दामन तुमने अपने हर दम भर दिए अब अमल की मोतियां चुनने का आया मरहला अब अमल की मोतियां चुनने का आया मरहला हिफ्ज कुरआन के लिए अल्लाह ने तुमको चुना
शुक्रिया ए हाफिजों इस कारगी करते अदा हिफ्ज कुरआन के लिए अल्लाह ने हमको चुना
या
रहमान
या
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
You know, in a sheet like that, Shukriya e Hafizo, that was by Mufti Anas Yunus. We don't give the Huffaz the true credit and value that they actually deserve. I mean, it is a gift from Almighty Allah to memorize the Quran. You know, it was one of my dreams, my ambitions in life. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala knows best as to some are blessed to be Huffaz, some are blessed to be alims. You know, it was always my dream that, you know, I used to listen to various Quran reciters and I used to tell myself, you know, inshallah, one day, you know, I'll be able to recite like them or, you know, imitate them. But end of the day, Allah knows best. Allah is the best of planners. He knows what's best for us. But, you know, in this time, during the month of Ramadan, the Huffaz are standing on the Musalla. The Imams also are standing on the Musalla. And they're performing the Salah. They're performing the Taraweeh. And they're leading the congregation. And you listen to the beautiful recitation of the Noble Quran, and you know with that you obviously can't close your eyes for concentration purposes, yes, but when one should read the Salah, one should keep their eyes open. But you know it takes you back when you listen to the Mubarak words of Almighty Allah and the words and renditions. Alhamdulillah, you know, you hear so many different types of renditions and the way they recite it. You can just sit there and you can listen. And the words of the Kalam of Allah is so powerful. You know, the Quran itself is Shifa. It has every life solution. Whatever problem we are going through, there is an ayat, there is a verse for it. You're going through depression, Surah Wadduha. You are feeling down. There's a dua of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. The dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin fakir. You know, there's various duas, various duas that one can read. Then you know when you're feeling that you're down and out, and you wanna udhu billahi min dhalik, you feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deserted you. Just remember the surah Alam Nashra, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَى إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises not once but twice in the Noble Quran that after every difficulty there is ease. And you might be wondering and pondering and thinking, how, where is the ease? And sometimes you're going through a difficulty. You might have lost somebody, you might have lost a loved one, or you might have gone through a divorce, or you might have lost a job. But in that moment that you are going through that pain, Allah Ta'ala grants you relief of something else. Maybe, you know, you got hurt. When a person gets hurt, it's a means of Almighty Allah erasing their sins and cleansing them of their sins. But yet we fail to realize that it's a way of getting closer to Almighty Allah. So we should take this advantage, take this opportunity, that we're not saying that now we must purposely go and get hurt so we can gain opportunity. There are many ways of gaining closeness to Almighty Allah. And now, in the month of Ramadan, is the best time, because look at it, we get up for tahajjud. It automatically, from the 29th of Sha'aban or 30th of Sha'aban, right? Allahumma fazna, Allah protect us all, but I'm speaking for myself, I'm not targeting anybody. But I never used to get up for tahajjud, right? But yeah, I try my level best. But now, in the month of Ramadan, you see, your mind and your brain is like clockwork. Because you see, 3:15, 3:30, automatically, the brain wakes up. He says, hey, boy, it's time to wake up for tahajjud and for sehri, for zuhur. You wake up 3:15, 3:30. You already know now, you know what, I have to wake up for tahajjud. Because now you come into the month of Ramadan. And inshallah, we make dua that Allah Ta'ala keeps us all in this motion and this gear that we get up for tahajjud, we read our Fajr Salah with Takbir-e-Ula, inshallah. You know, and it's so beautiful how the month of Ramadan conditions us to become so much closer to Almighty Allah. You know, we might see, hey, you know what, we call these people Ramadan Muslims. But who are we to judge them and call them Ramadan Muslims? You will never know that it could be the changing and the turning point for that person. Yes, you never might have seen him during the whole year. But come Ramadan time, you will see them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them that opportunity, and they know that this could be my turning point in my life. Even a drunk person stops his liquor, stops what he's doing, because he's turning to Almighty Allah. We make dua for the people who are on vices, yes. We're not saying that it's right. But even the person who has such a bad habit, in the month of Ramadan, turns to Almighty Allah and asks Allah, Ya Allah, forgive me for my sins. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. We make this dua, we make special ربنا دعاز also ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرة ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. We must engage in istighfar. We must engage in the remembrance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must recite Durood Sharif. Read Asma'ul Husna. Try and read, try and perform. You know, some people have time on their hands where they can perform khatam upon khatam Qurans. But you can try and read as much Quran as possible. Inshallah, this is where we terminate our show. We say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listener of Marqa Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And to the listeners, if I have offended you in any way, please make me maaf. If whatever I said benefited you, it's from Almighty Allah. Whatever I said came from Shaitan. Please forgive me and remember us in your esteemed du'as. Wa akhira da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marqa Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.